The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet." And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
This is Brother Ray Pringle coming your way again on the Word of Prophecy broadcast. And ladies and gentlemen, I come your way with a true message from the Word of God right out of your Holy Bible. And I pray today that God will give you ears to hear what the Lord is saying to his elect and to the Church of Jesus Christ here in this end-time judgment-bound generation. I continue today on the message, the family series, and I do speak specifically about the family, the children, the parents, and our needs in this generation. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to call your attention that since 1954, when the Bible was struck, this lawsuit that took the Bible out of the school, when the old Supreme Court declared it unconstitutional to have the Bible in our classrooms, in our public schools any longer, that we have virtually lost a whole generation of young people. And here we are on the second generation here, and our opportunities and chances of saving this generation is getting less and less any thought of saving it in the extent of leading them to God. We may improve our educational system, and the economy may improve, and a lot of other things, technology, but the morality of our nation is degenerating into an animalistic society, and our chances and hope of saving this generation is becoming less and less hopeful. I want to begin today with a scripture, though, however found in your Holy Bible. It's the last two verses of the Old Testament. That's found in Malachi, the fourth chapter, verses 5 and 6. And here it is. "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children," and that word fathers means parents to the children, "and the heart of the children to their fathers," that is their parents, "lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." Now that is a prophetic promise that will be fulfilled here in this end time generation. You know, in the days of Christ, they expected Christ to come. They expected Elijah to come back again. And the disciples asked Jesus this startling question. And here's what it said. His disciples asked him, saying, "Why then say the scribes that Elias or Elijah must first come?" And listen to Jesus' response. "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias or Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things." That is, before I return, Elijah will come before I return again. And that brings in the fulfillment of the last two verses of the Old Testament or the Old Covenant. And then he continues. He said, "But I say unto you, Elijah is already come, and they knew him not. Then they understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist." That's in Matthew 17, 10 through 13. However, there's another Elijah that is to come. And I want to call your attention to the fact that John the Baptist only came in the power and the spirit of Elijah. And that's found in Luke 1, 17, that he would come in the spirit and power of Elijah. For here in the book of John, he was asked the question in John, the first chapter here, and the Pharisees demanded of him and said, "Art thou Elijah or Elias?" And he said, "I am not." They said unto him, "Well, who are you?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, as saith the prophet Esaias, which is Isaiah. That's in John 1, verses 20 through 24. Now we find here, the truth of the matter is that John was only a partial fulfillment of the coming of John the the coming of Elijah in the end time generation. Now he came to fulfill a mission that was introducing Christ in his first advent. But when Jesus comes in his second advent to take the church out of the world, Elijah will precede the coming of Jesus Christ. And one of the great pressing needs, the thing that necessitates the coming of Elijah before Jesus comes is that last prophet promise of the Old Testament, which says that he must come to restore children back to their parents and parents to their children, or I will come and put a curse on this earth and there'll be nobody saved. All right? The only hope you parents of this generation have that your rebellious children and loved ones will be saved is the coming of Elijah. That's just prior to the second advent or the second return of Jesus Christ. And it is with a definite purpose, a definitive purpose that is absolutely vital to the church of Jesus Christ that most preachers do not recognize. They're blind to. It is to turn the hearts of the parents to the children and turn them to each other and to the Lord. And the spirit and power of Elijah will break asunder these divisions and heal them. And ladies and gentlemen, we hear psychologists and sociologists and politicians, everybody, using these phrases today. They call the problem of our generation, the trouble with it is, some say, the generation gap. Others say it's the communication gap. That is, the generation gap, that's the age difference between the parents and the children that somehow or another we don't understand each other. And that's the reason for it. The second reason for the misunderstanding between parents and their children and the rebellion of children is the communication gap, that the parents don't know how to communicate with their children. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's a gap that I have recognized, and I bring this into the discussion and hopefully to publicize it as being the real problem of our age, and it is the credibility gap. And that has opened up a vast schism between the parents and their children. Credibility gap. Well, it separates children and parents, and here's the reason. Parents don't believe their children. Children don't trust their parents, neither their professed faith or love, nor the obedience to Jesus Christ. Then this division must and it will be healed. Let me repeat that. This division between parents and their children must be healed, and it will be healed before Jesus Christ returns. You need to look to go off to some marriage supper or rapture of flying away from here and getting out of the fire before we have a visitation of Elijah with his great ministry to turn the fathers back to their children and the children's hearts to their parents. And Jesus said, or the prophet said, and Jesus too, that if it doesn't happen, God will come and smite the earth with a curse. That is a curse that there'll be nobody saved. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of truth in this Bible and prophetic forecast that preachers today ignore. They don't understand it or they don't believe it. But I'll tell you, the prophecies of the Scripture is of no private interpretation. The reason why the prophecy of the Scripture is often misused and in ridicule is because preachers want to give it private interpretation, but the Scriptures interpret each other. When you read a Scripture prophetically in one place in the Bible and you don't understand it, somewhere else in the Word of God you will find another Scripture or two or three or four or five that will absolutely harmonize with that other Scripture, and you can lay them together and your understanding will open just like anybody else's understanding will open. And Jesus Christ is not going to return for his saints until Elijah has prophesied 3.5 years of the first part of the great tribulation period. And that's, you read that over in Revelation 11th chapter. And here's the way it starts in Revelation 11:3. And I, that's God, will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. And if any man will hurt them, see, these men that God sends, be Elijah with an associate with him, just like Paul always had one, Moses had Aaron, Jesus, of course, he had more than one, But in the Bible, Jesus always sent them out two by two, and Elijah will come with an associate that will strengthen his faith and courage and all. And he said, if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. And these have unprecedented power in their days of ministration. And here it is. They have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy. 3.5 years of worldwide famine. They have power over waters to turn them to blood, to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And of course, that's in areas that when they go to prophesy, that they're not received. And you can't kill them. No man can kill them for 3.5 years. Then when they finish their testimony, the beast, that's the Antichrist, he shall overcome them and kill them. And all the people in kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies for 3.5 days. Well, you know how that will be, to be by worldwide television coverage. And after 3.5 days, the spirit of life from God entereth into them, and they ascend up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies behold them. Now, this is found in Revelation 11, 3 through 11. All right? Well, at this junction of prophetic fulfillment, Jesus has declared, when these things begin to come to pass, then lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. We're living in an age when this communication gap and this generation gap has developed into a very serious problem, and it equates the credibility gap. We have got to live, Christian parents have got to live where their children has confidence in them. And I know many times a man and his wife are divided in the home, but one's got to hold on to God and the faith in God and exercise and demonstrate true scriptural morality and discipline of their lives to those children. We've lost a generation already, ladies and gentlemen. We can't afford to lose the next one. And God is going to send Elijah to help you. So hold on to God. Don't give up on those children because they're rebellious. Hold on to God. Praise God. Teach them all you can every time you get the opportunity. Teach them. Don't run with the crowd. The crowd's always wrong. Teach them, of course, while they're very young. From 1 to 5, character is built in a child. And if you get that child and teach him from 1 to 5, when he's very young and his mind is tender and good, you discipline him and teach him, 99 times out of 100, he'll come back to God. And parents should be sterling examples of Bible and godly morality and faith and trust in a living God and not a big mouth. You have the opportunity of a lifetime to stand true to God, and God is going to send Elijah to help us to turn our rebellious children, even children to their parents, turn their parents back to God. This is not a hopeless generation. We are a generation of the end time, and our trust must be in God, for God will send us help before the fire comes in the great tribulation. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we pray that you will move today to touch every heart of each bewildered parent and their offspring. We pray the Holy Ghost will touch parents and children. Children can win their parents. Parents can win their children. We pray the Holy Ghost will move to help them to realize there's hope. We must look up to the Lord, for our redemption draweth nigh. And Elijah will come before Jesus returns to prepare the church for his return. We ask you to open every mind and heart with understanding in Jesus' name, and amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Ray Pringle. You've heard another true message on the Word of Prophecy broadcast. And, well, this old-fashioned message is not very popular, but it's out of your Holy Bible. And if it sounds strange, it's because most preachers won't tell you the truth about the discipline of our family that the Holy Bible has given us the instructions of. And I pray that you'll write me this week for these messages in print. Write me to Brother Ray Pringle, Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida 32207. And we'll also mail to you, if you're not receiving it, our monthly magazine. And now until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with his power and persuasion is my prayer for every one of you.